You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
This is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. I'm Ricardo Gonçalves for this Thursday, the 4th of February 2021. Later, the share market opportunities in a low interest rate environment. But first, the CBD has changed because of COVID-19. It is slowly coming back to life around the country. Still, many offices are empty. The Property Council of Australia says office vacancies rose to 11.7% in the 6 months to January. That's the highest since 1997. So, what now? And just how important is the CBD and the role it plays? For that and more, I spoke with the council's CEO, Ken Morrison. Ken, how would you describe the level of office vacancies around the country at the moment?
Well, varied. We've seen vacancies go up, but different results at different parts of the country. And that represents the starting point that different CBDs had going into this crisis. So at one end, we've got Hobart at 5.1%. At the other end, we've got Perth sitting at 20% vacancies. So a spread of results across the spectrum. Vacancies have gone up, but not too bad given that we've got a global pandemic underway.
But was it just the global pandemic that saw this increase in vacancies?
What we've seen is it's unsurprising that vacancies have gone up in the middle of a pandemic, but about three quarters of the impact is actually the new supply of office space coming onto the market rather than reduced demand from tenants. We've known that supply is coming. There is some more supply. The good news is we haven't seen a collapse in demand from tenants.
What were we seeing even before the pandemic? Were we seeing a change in the way people were moving away from offices, or was there that demand?
Just the opposite. We were seeing pre-pandemic, amazingly tight office markets in Sydney and Melbourne, less so in the other markets, but strong recovery out of the mining investment boom end of some years previously. So we were on a tightening swing before COVID came along. And a lot of ways that has meant the impact of COVID hasn't been too bad for office vacancies and office space.
What about for the major capital cities, your Sydney and Melbourne? What is it looking like there? Because we've done a number of stories about how a lot of the smaller businesses have been impacted by fewer people in CBDs.
Well, we've got vacancies in those two cities sitting at around 8%, which is higher than what it was 12 months ago. It's still incredibly low by international standards, but still the leases might be there in place, but people still have to return to the office, particularly in Melbourne. So it is important that as we're trying to get economic recovery, that we also get CBD recovery. We're not going to be able to recover the jobs and economic growth that we need unless those CBDs come along with us. And for all those retailers and tenants who have been doing it tough, waiting for those office workers to return, it's important now for them that we do have that recovery underway.
State governments are slowly lifting office capacity limits. We saw overnight, though, Victoria put a pause on the increase it's meant to see next week. Are you worried that these COVID outbreaks may impact return to work measures?
Well, what the pleasing thing over the summer is that governments have been able to get on top of these little outbreaks. So expectation is that those little outbreaks will probably continue here and there, but that our health systems are up to the job. And that should give everybody a lot of confidence that working in the CBD is safe and that they can go ahead and do their planning, get their people back into the office and make those decisions about their businesses over the next 6 months and beyond, with the knowledge that the Australian government and the states and territories have got the systems in place to combat any outbreaks we might have.
What does all these vacancies mean for rents?
Well, when vacancies increase, we are likely to see rents go up, and we have seen a bit of that in different office markets. The good thing is that office markets have been fairly resilient. We haven't seen a collapse of demand. And so that's very encouraging given that we are in the middle of a pandemic.
And what do you see as the role of the CBD in the future, right? Especially in an office space environment. Why is it important? What can be done to attract more people? And then what happens when you factor in this new trend of working from home?
Well, the things that make CBDs great are the diversity and the intensity of that space, you know, the vibrancy that you get in CBDs, which you just don't get in other parts of the city. So that's what people look for, and there is an economic value to that. So that will live on through this pandemic and draw people back. But we will see workplaces change. We will see a stronger focus on the collaboration and the connection space within office design. So we're seeing a lot of work within fit-out companies and architects to reimagine what the workplace of the future will look like, where the focus on that collaboration space.
Ken Morrison there from the Property Council of Australia. The Australian share market, it snapped a three-day winning streak today. The S&P ASX 200 down 0.9%, 6,766. There was a bit of a sell-off in a couple of energy companies. AGL Energy, it hit its lowest share price since 2008 after a slump in wholesale prices contributed to a multi-billion dollar write-down. Origin Energy also slumped on a profit warning. The best gainer was CSR on the 200, up 3.3%. For more on that, I spoke earlier with Angus Geddes from Fat Profits. Angus, the market is down today. Why?
Look, we've seen a bit of selling in the long duration utility stocks, companies such as Sydney Airports, Transurban, all coming under pressure today with the Australian 10-year bond rate pushing above 1.2%. Bond yields are now rising at the long end of the curve because of, rising concerns about inflationary pressures.
We heard from the RBA governor yesterday who said rates will stay low for longer, no change at least until 2024, right? So what does this mean for shares, and are investors as a result going to be take on more risk?
Look, it's very hard for investors to get a decent return on cash and investments. So it's really the low interest rate environment is really pushing investors up the risk curve, and they're really having to turn to the stock market now, which is, of course, pays a much higher yield than you'd get on your term deposit at the bank.
What would be your message, though, to investors that are turning to the share market, especially retail investors that have had no experience and they look at companies that have surged, if they look at your Afterpays and you know, some of the retailers?
I'd be looking at some of the more beaten down areas of the markets. So, for example, the banks, they look quite attractive at these levels. And if interest rates at the long end of the curve continue to rise, that will be very good for their margins. So I'd be looking for some of those more sort of overlooked sections of the market.
Okay. What does this all mean for where the ASX 200 will go? What kind of targets have you got?
Look, we're very bullish on the ASX for this year. I think that the ASX can get to 7,300, particularly whilst we've got interest rates at the short end of the curve remaining under pressure and the RBA keeping the cash rate at 0.1%. And then on the flip side, we've got a recovery in the banks. I think that's going to gather momentum this year. And, of course, the resource stocks, BHP, Rio, are going through a really good patch now with high and buoyant commodity prices.
Angus Geddes there from Fat Profits, and that is SBS On The Money for this Thursday, the 4th of February 2021. Tomorrow will be all about retail sales numbers from the Bureau of Statistics. We'll get them for December. Today we heard from NAB online retail sales, according to it, up 34% year on year. So we'll see if that is reflected in the official numbers. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BusinessRicardo.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.